Casting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous world.
Because Beautiful is the story of how Carole King never gave up on her dreams, WFYI hosted an event for up-and-coming musicians where they could perform a song before a panel of judges who would select one of them and give them the opportunity to be featured on WFYI's small studio session and to perform in the lobby of Clues Hall on the opening night of Beautiful. Haley Costas won that event. WFYI's Melissa Davis shares her story.
My name's Haley Costas, and I'm making original music. Original music is my preferred medium because you're creating something that wasn't there before. Music has the ability to express so many emotions, personally, I think, better than words do most of the time. And it can kind of be your best friend. It can kind of grow with you.
Heard about the way that you made your name.
So on my writing days, I will usually get up and head straight to the kitchen to make some coffee and breakfast. After my breakfast, I'll sit at the table and do a journaling exercise called Morning Pages. Morning Pages is a reference from a book called The Artist's Way. It's basically a stream of consciousness just to kind of get your mind flowing.
The songs are never really done, right? The ability to not only just like a passport, like a travel stamp, music acts like that, I think. I mean, I can definitely timestamp where I was in certain stages of my life, depending on how angry the song lyrics are. But it has the ability to grow with you. Place factors into my art because I used to use travel and physical location as a way of running from my problems. So I was always traveling, and my problems never went away. But because of that, I've been to some beautiful places in the world. And through songwriting, I've learned that you can't really run away from your problems. They'll follow you. But for me, it was kind of a necessary thing that I needed to teach myself. And it helped me kind of get out into the world.
Fall in line, we eased in a way you can't deny. With your hand in mine, this is the work of a dangerous kind.
Indianapolis has been an amazing place for me to perform and to share my art. The amount of talent here is insane. I mean, everywhere you look, there are, and they're young now too. I mean, it's all ages, but I'm blown away. I met a girl who's 20 now, a Butler student, and she's like doing all these looping and all this stuff. And Indy, the vibe is so welcoming. I mean, she shares a little bit of her tricks with me, and we talk about music, and we're always learning from each other. And I've gotten so many opportunities just from the kindness, straight up kindness from people's hearts. What makes me keep going with my art is that I can't not. Like, I don't know what'll happen with my art. I mean, who knows, right? But I can't not express myself and get all of, you know, what I'm processing off my chest.